USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The House has approved a resolution to block President Trump's national emergency declaration. He declared a national emergency at the border so he could pull funds, mostly from the military, to build a border wall after Congress turned him down for the money. Democrat Barbara Lee says the president is out of bounds.
This emergency declaration is a blatant attempt to subvert the Constitution and get around Congress's sole power of the purse.
Republican Michael Burgess urged lawmakers to vote against this challenge to the president.
Allow the president to do the job he was elected to do and secure the southern border.
The resolution next goes to the Senate, where questions are growing over whether the president's action is constitutional. The vote in the democratically controlled House was 245 to 182. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
President Trump is meeting with the Vietnamese president in Hanoi. This ahead of his meeting with North Korea's Kim Jong-un. The president thanked the country for hosting the summit.
This is a great, great honor, and I send our warmest regards from all Americans.
The president and his White House entourage are staying at the five-star JW Marriott Hanoi. Kim Jong-un is staying at the Spanish-owned Malia Hotel, just 300 yards from the Hanoi Hilton Museum. Florida GOP Congressman Matt Gaetz denies he was trying to intimidate Michael Cohen, the president's former attorney. He tweeted a warning that his wife might find out about his girlfriends during the Wednesday House Oversight Committee hearing. New Jersey Democrat Bill Pascrell tweeted, Gaetz's action was grossly unethical and probably illegal. He called on the House Ethics Committee to investigate what he called a disgrace and stain on the institution. This is USA Radio News.
In 50 feet, turn left. Why are you driving so slowly?
After a few drinks, I'm taking it slow.
Well, you're not fooling the cop behind you.
What?
Get ready to pay in 0.1 miles.
Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Iran's foreign minister has resigned, USA's Chris Barnes reports.
Iran's foreign minister saying he hopes his sudden resignation will reinforce the position of his fellow diplomats, hinting that a dispute with the security apparatus and hardliners in Iran have led to what he calls a deadly poison for foreign policy. Mohammad Javad Zarif's move sending shockwaves through Iran, where tensions are already running high over America's withdrawal from the nuclear deal that he helped negotiate with President Hassan Rouhani. A state-run news agency says Zarif told his colleagues, his resignation would aid in restoring the ministry to its legal position in foreign relations. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The State Department is reporting that additional sanctions have been imposed on Venezuelan officials. With more on the story, here's John Clemens.
The latest economic sanctions have been imposed against four governors of what the State Department describes as those associated with the illegitimate Maduro regime. Speaking in Bogota, Colombia, Vice President Mike Pence says the economic sanctions will continue.
The United States has imposed sanctions on more than 50 top officials, as well as on Venezuela's state-owned oil company, PDVSA, to stop Maduro's cronies from enriching themselves at the expense of the Venezuelan people.
I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.